Stuart Morrison. Now, Stuart, really interesting year for the Darricon Gunnedah Devils, and it's great to hear that Darricon's jumped back on board for the club for 2015.
Oh, mate, it's a very successful partnership. We're coming into our seventh year now with Darricon, great supporters of the club, including hiring some people for us as well and helping us out, and it's a really good, strong relationship. Excited they're on again for next year.
Successful year for the club, of course. First grade made it to the top five, of course, the top tier, and while there was a grand final there for second grade as well. Tell us a little bit about that. And
two-tier system, I think, sort of we had to do it to support other clubs in the zone. I didn't mind it too much. Our first grade, we suffered quite a few injuries. We used 45 players in our first grade team, so we did suffer very well to come fourth there and lose in a semi-final up against Moree. As far as the year goes, we're pretty successful because we're one of the only other clubs to beat a top three team. So we're pretty excited about that and 100% homegrown talent that we had on the field as well. Yeah, our second grade team was successful with in the second tier, lost in the grand final on the bell, but it was a great season for us with a lot of young guys coming through, so it was good to see for the future.
We're supported there, of course, by GBP Cranes and also, of course, the Courtesy Hotel, but a couple of really exciting things that the Darricon Gunnedah Red Devils had this year. First, of course, is the Stripes Asset Management 10s early this year. Tell us a little bit about that success, in spite of the fact a few teams pulled out, but also on the way through, looking forward to next year as well.
Yeah, the 10s, last year, for the first time we ever ran it, was a successful tournament. Don't know of any other competition in New South Wales rugby that puts up $10,000 prize money. Next year, we're having it on the 7th of March. Stripes are back on board again, and we're actually changing the prize money this year, so the first place team will get $8,000 prize money, and the runner-up gets $2,000 prize money, and the rest of us just have a fun day. With some entertainment later in the night and see how we go. So we're hoping to be attracting some Sydney clubs to come up and try and win $8,000 on the day. So it'll be the biggest money that New South Wales rugby's seen, I think. So it's a good idea and a great way to bring people to the town as well. So
also fantastic for year blokes is that the under-17s and the women's, you know, easy moving through to the New South Wales country girls in the sevens there, and also the great news next year we've got the under-17s New South Wales country women's championships in Gunnedah as well. Bronwyn McCabe's done a fantastic job with that, but Don will be coaching the 17s next year, which will be great to see.
Yeah, it's been really good to see our 16s team get up and running, and Dom Short is appointed as our 16s coach, and our women's program sort of, you know, we're trying to really bring that along and use our facilities, which are pretty nice in the zone for everyone to come and enjoy, regardless of where you're from. So yeah, it's a great idea.
Tell us a little bit about this fees thing. Of course, we've talked about with the ARU putting out this $33 for seniors, $27.50 for 18s, and also, of course, the young tackers between 6 and 7, $8. Is it something, as a president, it just makes you absolutely confused, or is it something you've taken on board from other sports such as soccer that have been through that process in the last couple of years, and it's just something as a game we have to do to be able to get more development officers and get more sort of money into the game to sort of help develop the game and keep it growing?
No, I think, if we educate the players and explain where the money goes, they might support it a bit more. It will be an administration disaster, I think, to start with. But, yeah, all players have got to realise that, yeah, you need to pay these fees to play rugby. Regardless, you can't get on the field. So, we'll have to, I suppose, see how it goes this year. All clubs are going to have to obviously then charge rego on top of it as well. And, we'll just have to see how we go. Chase two lots of different payments, one for New South Wales Rugby and one for the club. So, we'll see.
Finally, of course, you can go to the Darricon Gunnedah Red Devils website there at gunnedahrugby.com.au. But you're now here at the finest that is the Pertec franchise in Gunnedah. You've taken over the Tamworth version of it. Tell us a little bit about running two businesses and also being president of a club and also coach there of the GBP Cranes, Gunnedah Red Devils in seconds, and also playing a bit of rugby as well. You remember who your wife and children are?
Yeah, I sort of spend a bit of time with them in summer. It's good, but we've got some good staff here that help support us. I'm busy and sort of I wouldn't have it any other way. But yeah, it's great to see. Business is great, and the club's going really well, and we've got some really good things hopefully going to happen next year. So should be great.
Well, we want to thank you for your time, Stuart. That was, of course, Stuart Morrison, the El Presidente there of the Darricon Gunnedah Red Devils. You can go to their website there, gunnedahrugby.com.au.